Welcome to this afternoon's mini plenary on Black Women and Black Liberation, Fighting Oppression and Building Unity. Black liberation was radicalized by Malcolm X. All mechanisms for power and domination came under scrutiny. Not only were the relations between blacks and whites challenged, but also the relations between haves and have-nots, bosses and workers, men and women. Malcolm may or may not have realized the scope of the powers that he had helped to unleash. He was less vocal on the issues of women's emancipation than he was on issues of race or class. Coming out of the Black Muslim movement, as well as the larger American society, which emphasizes male dominance in the family and community, the break with the male chauvinist tradition would have been very challenging indeed. And yet, when Malcolm returned from Africa in December of 1964, he made this statement. One thing I noticed in both the Middle East and in Africa, in every country that was progressive, the women were progressive. In every country that was underdeveloped and backward, it was to the same degree that the women were undeveloped or underdeveloped and backward. It's noticeable that in these types of societies where they put the woman in a closet and discourage her from getting a sufficient education, and don't give her the incentive by allowing her maximum participation in whatever area of the society where she's qualified, they kill her incentive. And killing her incentive, she kills the incentive in her children, and the man himself has no competition, so he doesn't develop his fullest potential. At the same time that Malcolm internationalized the Black American struggle by stating his intention to take our case to the United Nations and charge the United States government with human rights violations, Black women also responded to Malcolm's call for human rights, but on two levels, on the level of race and the level of gender. Our experience in the larger society, as well as our social relations with Black men, led us to broaden the challenge to include issues like welfare rights, abortion rights, equal pay for equal work, opposing sexual and physical abuse, as well as redefining our place in history and society through Black women's studies and the increased use of art and literature as tools of liberation. Today, we have a panel of Black women who've taken up the struggle for Black liberation and women's emancipation around some of the issues that I've just mentioned. These women have taken up the challenge to put the issues of gender as a centerpiece in the struggle for Black liberation. Their presentations will serve as a backdrop for our collective discussion of the topic today, which is Black women and Black liberation, fighting oppression and building unity.